Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is going to be a busy couple of hours. We're going to break down everything as it relates to the schedule. We're going to talk to all of our station's hosts, Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, Andy Baskin, Jeff Phelps, as well as Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin. We're also going to talk to Jeff Hathorn over at 93.7 in Pittsburgh. We're going to talk to Rob Long over from Baltimore in the game. And we're going to talk to James Rapine of Cincinnati Bengals on SI, all between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. We're going to have a ton of fun breaking this thing down. And, of course, throughout the show, as we get to 8 o'clock, you can call in at 216-474-0092. It's Overtime with Jake Vollmig with you guys here until 11 tonight. We got Michael Bohm running the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. Michael Markoch with us tonight. We're going to talk plenty of Browns. So I did want to kick things off. Like, we had plenty of reaction last night to the Cavs. And, I mean, we were flying off the rails, up and down, everybody getting their opinions off after, of course, being eliminated. But I really liked the way that today went in general with the Cavs reaching back out and actually putting out their comments, how the Cavs, after last night's game, handled their comments and sort of took it in stride of just, this is sort of what it's going to be. Right, letting you know from the very beginning how things are going to play out. Not necessarily entirely in this offseason, but the mentality that they're going to be carrying into the offseason. There's going to be conversations. We're going to talk about this core four and throughout, you know, the months leading up to the NBA season. Do the Cavs make a change? Do they move on? Do they let things ride out once again? But the mentality felt like it was where it needed to be. And Donovan Mitchell said something specifically that I wanted to play back for you guys here in just a minute, because I think that it's very important to take the accountability and sort of put it on your shoulders, because last year we went through and we had the back and forth. We had everything sort of, you blamed it on JB. Let's be realistic. Let's just say it's flat as it is. The team and a lot of the fan base blamed it on JB Bickerstaff. And you saw the results in the regular season. Like, Kenny Atkinson and the Cavs made the adjustments needed in the regular season to be a better offense. The part where this team under JB Bickerstaff could not get going. Unfortunately, running an offense in the NBA is not as simple as Jared Allen, please come set a screen. Darius and Donovan, go ahead, do something with that. You actually have to do something different. With Kenny Atkinson, you did. You were an absolute juggernaut of an offense in the regular season, but we know that doesn't translate to the playoffs now, and we know that it simply didn't cut it. I thought Donovan had the exact right things to say after the game, and here's what it was.
Get in the gym, weight room, nutrition, whatever the hell it is, and get back at it, because y'all gonna write us off, man. But we'll be back. I mean, let city down, let each other down. We'll be back.
If you had any questions as to whether or not, following three straight playoff failures with Donovan Mitchell, whether or not the guy was going to be riding with the city once again. If the contract extension last year wasn't enough to tell you, I would imagine those words coming out of his mouth are a pretty good step towards actually making that happen. This is by no means a defense of the Cavs. Again, we talked for over an hour last night on everything that went wrong in that game, the disappointment that was this season, and the Cavs ultimately letting you down when the games mattered most. It wasn't good enough. But as we go through into an offseason now and are looking at how do you make your changes, how do you change things up for this team to actually be successful going on? We watched the three straight years of failure, and I'm looking at you guys on the comments section on X. Although some of you are just absolutely wilding, but a lot of you basically just going through and putting out the idea that, hey, you guys can't just roll it back. 3 years, we've seen enough. Yeah, let's just roll it back once again. You're not happy with that. But like we talked about last night, what are your other options? Right? I don't even want to make this a core four and split up the core four conversation as you guys allude to wanting it to happen. It's not even where I want to take this. But fundamentally, let's say splitting up the core four is not realistic. And the Cavs can't find a trade partner under the second apron to make it work. How do you actually go through and adjust and make the changes that are needed for a successful season next year? Because if I'm looking, I go, okay, then you have to make adjustments on the smaller pieces that are around the team, right? Your role players, potentially the top six, whether that's Ty Jerome or whether that's, you know, DeAndre Hunter has to slide in and do something different. And the guys beyond, your sort of 9-10 deep rotation, how do you mix up those different players to get something better, to get something that's more cohesive to a winning culture on the team? Because I think you saw it in that last game with Isaac Okoro out there and Dean Wade and even to some degree DeAndre Hunter, but the bench did not provide you a lot in last night's game. They were disappointing. It felt like the weight of the world was on the starting lineup. And in the playoffs, you expect some of that, but it wasn't good enough. The team did not perform well enough. So, okay, you can go and make changes to the role pieces, but fundamentally, your core four is the part that's broken. We watched them work in the regular season. We watched the ball movement. Everything that needs to happen for the offense to be that dominant, near-historic offense that it was on pace to be prior to the All-Star break. But you get to the playoffs and you bleep down your leg. So how does that change? And fundamentally, I'd like to tell you that there's a very simple fix, or I'd like to go and just toss this off onto injuries and say, wait till next year when we're healthy. But you can't just do that. It's not a valid excuse. I need to know what happens differently for Darius Garland. Someone who we saw obviously struggle a ton last year, and very expectedly so, then struggle in the playoffs. This year was supposed to be different. And again, yes, dealing with the toe problem, but at some point you have to overcome those injuries and you have to be able to overcome the fatigue that sets in. And Darius did not do that, especially in a series that actually mattered against the Indiana Pacers when he did play. So what do you do then? How do you make Darius come out of his shell and become a better player? How do you make Evan Mobley step up and at times look like he's the number one player on the floor and have to act like it? And how do you make Jared Allen actually box out for a rebound and show a little muscle in the paint? Those are the questions that we now continuously ask ourselves over and over again. And I wish I had a simple solution for you, but I don't. I want the core four to be together. I want Kenny Atkinson to find the missing piece to get these guys to overcome the playoff struggles and the playoff failures that they have. But at times, it looks like the Cavs are irreparable. The core four at times looks like it's irreparable. It's like, how do I get Jared Allen to not crumble in the playoffs? Finished with a stat line last night that included 9 points and 4 rebounds in 30 minutes of play. I know how efficient you can be. I know how dominant in the regular season you have looked. But for some reason, when the games are actually mattering and we're getting into the point that you're supposed to play for all year, you shrink. You just simply shrink. Darius falters in the moment. Evan Mobley looked really good in that game. Cavs game plan sort of worked against him and stopped going to him. But you have to demand the ball. You have to demand the respect of your teammates. And I don't know how to fix it. Just guys who don't show up for the playoffs. There's historically NBA players that when the big moment comes, they don't know how to handle it, and they never handle it correctly. Right? We talk about a guy as talented as like James Harden. Has been a star on multiple different teams in his NBA career. And yet, every time you get to the playoffs, we talk about a playoff Harden. Doesn't show up. Team can't advance very far. I mean, heck, Donovan has that label on him as well. Great player, can put up a boatload of points, can look dominant doing it, but somehow has never made it to a conference finals in his NBA career. Those are the things you have to be able to overcome and step over. And right now, it feels like the Cavs have built a team filled with the island of misfit toys. And I don't just mean two small guards and two over 7 foot bigs. I mean, it's just guys that you look at and go, that's a really good NBA player. He's never going to win anything. From the national perspective, from the way that other teams look at you, that's the feeling that I get. The Pacers walked into this series and never felt that in every single game they were 5, 6, 7 point underdogs. They looked at the Cavs and said, I'm just going to walk in and take your lunch money. And I know NBA players are confident. There's still a level of respect that is had. I think when you play teams like the Celtics and the Knicks and the rosters that are up there and a couple of teams in the West as well, that other teams do treat them with respect and understand, I can't just go and bully this team around. The Cavs, it feels like every other team in the NBA goes, yeah, I can bully these guys around. And that's where you get to irreparable. How do you fix that image? And how do you actually go and make your players live up to the moment? If there was a simple fix, we'd have a lot more teams building NBA championship DNA. That's something that Kobe Altman, Dan Gilbert, Kenny Atkinson all have to figure out this offseason. Can you actually convince the guys on the roster to show up for the big moments? Can you get that wired into their brain? And how are you going to know it? Well, after watching the Cavs play 64-win season in 2025, you're not going to find it out in the regular season. The regular season has been ruined for you. And Donovan said it, but I'll reiterate, you could go 82-0 next year. And I don't think anybody inside the city of Cleveland, and probably outside of it either, is going to be looking at the Cavs going, that's my finals favorite. That's who I like to win it all. I expect this team to win. That has to change. I need Darius to start to show up if you're going to stay on the team. I need guys like Jared Allen to show up if you're going to stay on the team. And we're looking for a way to do that. 216-474-0092. Are the Cavs irreparable as well? A guy that I'm going to give a boatload of credit to for last night, but also ask the question that nobody wants to hear. You can also get to me on X at VolnickJake. V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Again, a lot coming up for you guys tonight. Browns schedule releases at 8 o'clock, which means we're going to be joined by everybody under the sun. All of our station's hosts, Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, as well around the AFC North. We'll talk to Rob Long over in Baltimore. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn in Pittsburgh and James Rapine out in Cincinnati. All between 8 and 10 o'clock. It's a loaded show where we're going to have a lot of fun. But right now I'm asking you guys, and we're talking Cavs at 216-474-0092. Are the Cavs irreparable in their current state? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Are the Cavs irreparable?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I think that you're sort of, again, in that territory. And Kenny's right. And like I said to lead off the show, I think they took the right approach. I think they did the right thing here and basically owning up and taking accountability for their loss. It's the only way you get better. There's no chance on you actually improving going into next year unless you own up and take credit for what was the most disappointing five games of basketball you played all year long, where you dropped three games on your home floor. But again, the focus for the Cavs needs to be, how do you change that? How do you make it so this team actually shows up when the playoffs arrive? And I just don't see how you get to all of these guys performing the way they need to perform and do that in an offseason. Like, it's not something that's entirely coachable. And that's where I look at Kenny, and I don't know what to do or what he should do to make those moments show up. Part of that's in your DNA. Part of that is just you as a player showing up in the big moments and growing as an individual on the floor. Again, I'll talk about it coming up here in a couple minutes after we get some of your guys' calls, but I don't know if there's anything but one move that truthfully gets you the growth out of guys like Garland and guys like Mobley. But it's not going to be what anybody wants to hear. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's get some of your guys' reactions in here. Are the Cavs irreplaceable? We'll ask Frank in South Bend. What's going on, Frank?
How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Doing good. So I actually think this is going to be very bold. I think they trade Garland for a guy that actually could show up in the playoffs, like Paolo Banchero from the Magic.
The money is such an issue, and I don't know. I'd have to look up Paolo's contract off the rip here. I don't know how the money lines up. I imagine he's making somewhere in that ballpark, but I don't know that the Magic would be willing to move off of a guy like Paolo. Like, I don't think Paolo's any worse than Darius Garland, that's for sure. Like, I think that he's a better player, at least at face value and how they show up in the playoffs. Magic aren't probably going to want to move on from him. That's their star.
Right, but also another thing is, with that game two, when we were leading with like 3 seconds left, and then Tyrese Haliburton nailed the three, I think if you get that rebound, you change the whole entire series.
Yeah, I mean, you still got to show up for two more games, and Frank, I appreciate the call. You got to show up for multiple more games as a Cavs team. And guys, after watching them in last night's game, I don't know how that team is going to win three straight, in full honesty. I don't know how we expect that team to go through and win three straight games in that moment. You can. You cannot expect that of them. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be able to expect that from them. I'm saying the team that I saw out there for game five, not capable of winning two more games in that series. They didn't roll over, but they sure didn't show up either. There's just too much there. And yeah, the money on that's just, they're not moving off of Paolo Banchero on that contract. There's no shot. You got two club options before he becomes a restricted free agent, still on his rookie deal where he's making a total of $50 million, 12 and $15 million the next 2 years. Meanwhile, Darius is making anywhere from 36 to 44, now 39 to 44 with the years remaining on his contract. Orlando would never make that deal. They have all of the financial freedom, and Darius, adding him makes them a better team, but not with the removal of Banchero. Not a shot. Dominic is in Cleveland. Dominic, are the Cavs irreparable?
No, they're not irreparable. Right now, first of all, the core four, keep them intact. What you need to do is strengthen your number three and then strengthen your backups that come behind four and five. Now, what happened in this playoff? We got out playoff coached. No one seems to want to speak on that. We tightened our rotation. We used a full rotation all season long. Look what Carlisle did. He kept with the full rotation that he had from the regular season. We didn't do that. We tightened up. Look at every time that his players came in the game, they came in fresh. Our guys were bent over holding their shorts because we didn't go deep enough into the rotation. Now, also, I say we got out coached. You have assistant coaches. Each of them have a specific job to cover certain things. When those free throws in games two were missed and it went to challenge, there's a coach who should have been saying, lane violation to the head coach so the head coach can talk to the referees that are doing the challenge. That never happened. We never used our timeouts correctly. Carlisle, whenever the Cavs went on a run, quick with a timeout. Shut it down, get on his players, make them do what's right. Our guys got out of whack. We started letting Indiana go on 10-point, 12-point, 14 run. Before he calls a timeout, they've already come back 16 points. That's too much. Trust me. Playoff, regular season coaching, playoff coaching, two different things. We got out playoff coached. I fought the coaching. That's it.
And I think it's 100% injury. Part of it. Absolutely. I think it's 100% part of it, Dominic. I appreciate the call. I think that's an equation here that is not able to be overlooked. Like, Kenny did get out coached. There's no way around that. That's not even, I think, something that you look at and you blame fully on Kenny. Like, Rick Carlisle is a really good coach. There's a lot of coaches in the NBA that I think Rick Carlisle is very capable of out-coaching. And Kenny was in his third playoff series as total as an NBA head coach. One with Brooklyn, in which a team had zero chance of actually going out there and winning. And then the Heat series, which the Heat had no chance of winning. And in your first real series that you went up, where it was truly a matchup that even though you were favored, it's not like everybody was ruling out Indiana as an absolute zero possibility, no chance of getting it done. And yeah, there were things that Kenny did wrong. I do think at the same time, though, even when you make mistakes as a coach and you do get out coached in those moments, that can also be overcome by your players just going through and executing and hitting shots, which the Cavs also did not do. Kenny can't go out there and actually make Darius Garland or make Max Strus in game five hit a three. Those guys got to show up too. It's a double-edged sword. And the thing that I think makes the coaching part of it overlooked, and that some of us aren't gravitating towards that and drawing a ton of attention to it. What are you doing with Kenny Atkinson? Are you moving on from Kenny? I don't think so. You're not getting rid of Kenny Atkinson after 1 year. He's coached too well in the playoffs, forced these guys to make jumps and become better players. Darius Garland, and I'm not talking in the playoffs here, Darius Garland in the regular season was a miles better player under Kenny Atkinson this year than JB had him at last year. And this offense is a whole, with Donovan taking a step back, functioned way better this year than they did last year. It's, again, a playoff problem. And Kenny can't make his guys go play any harder in the playoffs. Like, you can try to instill your guys. You can try to make them actually show up and inspire them to show up. But yeah, at some point, it just has to be those guys rising to the occasion. I think that's why it goes, is something that's not being focused on a ton because it's just not something you're going to make a change in. Like for Kenny, it's, all right, go be better next year. But the roster, the guys that we've seen do it for multiple years in Cleveland, that's where it's the damning part. Like, you didn't show up, and I've seen you not show up before. At least with Kenny, it's year one, and there were things you did wrong, but I expect that. I expect you to have to make changes and become a better coach overall and actually eventually rise to the occasion, as I think happens for a lot of coaches. Again, let's keep the conversation going. 216-474-0092. Sean is in Cleveland Heights. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, how are you doing? Well, I shouldn't ask you that because I'm doing upset. We're all upset. But, you know, you sitting here and talking about the loss is making me feel better. You're the heroes of our nation alongside the policemen, the firemen, and the creators of Stop Crash Peace. So just keep on what you're doing, man. Epic job.
I appreciate that a ton, Sean. I'm not putting myself up there with policemen and firefighters. What I do is significantly more trivial, but I do appreciate the kind words.
Okay, like I only got up an hour ago. It's just been a rough day.
Yeah.
I can't.
I think a lot of people are there, Sean, and a lot of people are feeling that exact same way, and I appreciate you making the call. It's just a tough pill to swallow last night. Again, it's something where I think Cavs fans where you really get upset is you had two bases of Cavs fans. You had the fan who dropped everything they've seen over the last 2 years, and I'm in this group, by the way, and actually put their belief in the Cavs to show up and make a difference this year and not be the same team that they had been. And then you had this skeptical fan who said, I need to see it in the playoffs, which I totally understood. Neither of those fans walk away from this any happier. Right? The skeptical fan does not feel any better now that they are proven right. I think it hurts a little bit double for the fans that had bought in and then were proven wrong. And you see this team not show up. But even the skeptical fan wanted to see something happen. They wanted to see something actually go out there and improve. And they wanted to be proven wrong. And it hurts to be proven right in those moments. It truthfully does. Mark is in New Jersey. What's going on, Mark?
What's going on? There's a guy down there in Atlanta that's fed up with Atlanta. Why can't we go out? If Garland, first round pick this year, Jalen Tyson, and get Trae Young down here, he shows up in the playoffs big time.
Yeah, I mean, Trae has a history of showing up. Obviously, you know, fans in New York definitely understand that, and I appreciate the call, Mark. I mean, these are just the things that you go through and you look at, and guys, like, under the second apron, it's just not happening. Like, you'd have to give up an unbelievable haul. And I don't want to do second apron talk here, but like at some point it does come into the conversation. You guys are going to get real sick of hearing it. But it does. It comes into the conversation. If you're going to try to take on that money, right, and the salaries have to match when you trade the player, Trae Young is currently under a $215 million contract. And going into next year, he's due $46 million. There is not a one-to-one player that you can move off of to make those salaries match. And the Cavs cannot move cash in a deal. Right? To offset the whatever it would be, I think like $13 million between him and Darius. Yeah, it'd be right around that mark. I think $6 million actually comes out to be the official total between the 2 years. But okay, the $6 million difference. You just can't move that in the trade. You can't do anything. And if you go, well, just add another player. You can't. That's the life of living in the second apron. There's no way you can go out and get these budding stars, the Devin Bookers, the Trae Youngs, the Giannis Antetokounmpos. You can't do it. That's when I talk about, when you guys want to move off the core four, yeah, it'd be great in the old NBA if we didn't have the new rules surrounding the salary, but you do. You have the rules surrounding the salary, and you don't have the ability to fix it. Let's keep the conversation going. You guys are doing great here on the phones. 216-474-0092. Encourage you guys, get your thoughts off like Wes in Cleveland. What's going on, Wes?
Hey, thank you. Yeah, so, you know, I want to say the Cavaliers are not irreparable, and here's why. The current iteration of that team is literally just one season old. Now, the core four have been together for a minute, but the coaching staff had changed. And, you know, this was their very first, you know, their very first ride together, and they won 64 regular season games. Granted, they didn't get past the second round again, but that doesn't mean that the window's closed. As a matter of fact, if you look at the current iteration of the Boston Celtics, who won the championship last year, it took them like 7 or 8 seasons to get to that point. If you look at the Pacers, that they've been doing this for like 4 or 5 years with the same coach. This is the window is wide open. The Cavaliers, by dumb luck, won't be able to make significant changes to the roster because of this first apron, second apron stuff I don't understand. That means they're stuck. Oh, by the way, they're really good. Next year will be better. Maybe they get to the finals. Maybe they get to the finals 2 years from now. But the window is wide open. The Cavaliers are not irreparable. That's what I got. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Wes. I just think, like, yes, the window is open, but Donovan's also not getting any younger. Right? That's still on the table of this team, just not actually aging in the correct way. You have a couple of young guys, but, like, Mobley's at the point where I'm not going to say he's in his prime. He still has room to grow. Darius is to the point where you're expecting him to be somebody playing the best basketball that he's ever going to play in his career. And Mobley, we have seen take steps forward, but not so much the steps forward where it's like, oh, he is absolutely a star in the NBA. He's a really good player. He's Defensive Player of the Year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Without Wemby there. There's things you have to do. 216-474-0092. Are the Cavs irreparable? We'll also get into what I was talking about earlier. Donovan gets all the credit in the world. I also think there's a portion of this that you relate back to Donovan and this team actually able to be better in the playoffs. I'll explain what I mean coming up here in 5 minutes as well. We'll get to more of your calls and probably get a little ready for Browns NFL schedule releasing in just over 20 minutes' time. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. We're talking Cavs here with you guys at 216-474-0092. I'm asking you if the Cavs are irreparable. And I broke it down for you, right? We went through and we look And I just struggle to find where you're going to make your improvements in the playoffs with the team that's currently here. The roster as constructed, how do you actually go through and make that change? How do you get Darius to show up in the playoffs? How do you get Jared Allen to show up in the playoffs? And I think part of the thing that I was talking about, and I alluded to at the end of last segment, where we talk about Donovan. I have to give all the praise in the world to Donovan Mitchell. As all of you already know, and I think have begun to do as well, playing on, you know, he had a calf strain, an ankle sprain, was going out there giving his absolute all. And he deserves the applause for that, and I'm going to give him the applause for that. But there's also a part of this that Donovan didn't really do anything in the playoffs to facilitate, to help his teammates, and specifically in the series against Indiana. I can go out there and I can watch Donovan score 48, 43, 30 plus last night, and I'm not saying he's not doing his part. But for the Cavs to show up, you need everybody playing at their absolute best. I need Darius Garland to be playing and having the impact that he had in the regular season. Same goes for Jared Allen and Evan Mobley as well. There were times where I looked at Donovan Mitchell last night and he just wanted to go takeover mode. Right? Instead of swinging the basketball, running the offense he ran all year, Donovan felt the weight of the world on his shoulders. And he felt like he had to do it all. When in reality, I know guys aren't making shots, and there's times for Donovan to have to take over in games, and there's times where you have to call on that. Evan Mobley was dominant last night. He was efficient. The ball just stopped finding his hands. It really went into the Donovan Mitchell show. And at some point, when you look at Donovan year after year, and he deals with lower leg injury after lower leg injury, it's not something that goes away. As Donovan continues to put the pressure on himself and the workload on himself and has the weight of the world on his shoulders, I'm not telling you his body starts to crumble around him, but he does. The injuries start to pile up year after year. And it's just not something that goes away. This team operated at their best when Donovan took a step back. That's how you saw the evolution of Evan Mobley, how you saw Darius Garland begin to step up. So I think part of this is also a rewiring of the mind of Donovan Mitchell and how this team gets better and how this team improves in the playoffs. Obviously, you look at like a game two. Yeah, I needed Donovan to show up and I needed him to be the superhero. It's not the game I'm talking about. I'm talking about games like last night. As I needed to be everybody else. You have to leave room for these players to show up. I was talking to our colleague, James Bridges, last night, right? He went to the game. We crossed paths in the parking garage after we walked out of here after the show. And James made a good analogy as we were talking about this point. And he was like, it's almost like big brother, little brother situation. It feels like when you're in the regular season, Donovan Mitchell takes a step back and he lets everybody else go through and, you know, get theirs. But when the moment comes, it's like Donovan Mitchell plays big brother. Don't worry about it. I got your back. I'll take care of this. And Donovan then puts the weight all onto his shoulders. That's not a winning formula. It's a formula that sees Donovan Mitchell's stats go up. It's a formula that keeps you close in games because Donovan is impressive and he's an incredible player. But for the team to play the way that they played all year, you have to empower guys like Darius and you have to empower guys like Evan Mobley. And to last night, despite, you know, Darius struggling, I still need you to step up. You've been one of the most clutch players all year. The fourth quarter should be a time where even when you're having a bad game, I call on you to be the best that you can be. And the Cavs didn't do that. It was once again the Donovan show. It's almost as if he doesn't allow the room for some of the other guys to breathe. And this isn't me saying get rid of Donovan Mitchell. By no means is this me saying get rid of Donovan. But I think as much as it's a learning opportunity and an experience, as we look at Darius and Evan and Jared Allen and say, you got to show up. Donovan showed up, but there's moments where I think you need Donovan to also take the step back. I need you to be, you know, powered up in the fourth quarter and have some reserve in the tank to get you over that hump when I need to call on you and sort of be that guy. but you have to allow the room for your teammates to breathe. It can't be you all night long. And I think there's adjustments to be made there in the mindset and the way that playoff basketball is played in Cleveland with Donovan Mitchell on the team. Again, 216-474-0092. Back to some of your guys' calls here. Let's go to Daryl in Cleveland. What's going on, Daryl?
How we doing, man? I just wanted to kind of make a couple points. There were a few reasons why I think they lost. I think coaching was one. I think Darius Garland was one. I also think that the way that the game is played today was one as well. If you can't shoot threes at a consistent pace at least 45-48%, you're not going to win a lot of games. Most of these, because especially when you're facing Rick Carlisle, because you can't play for Rick Carlisle if you can't shoot threes, even if you're a center. All right. So with you can't go into that series and not have your 3-point shot. Why it disappeared, I have no idea. But it the funny part about it is that it disappeared for everybody except for Max Strus. And then also, they got boat raced, man. I mean, they were gassed. That's why they lost game two. And that's another reason they lost yesterday. You have it makes me question their conditioning, which goes to coaching, because you have to be able to run up and down the floor all night with Indiana. You have to. And if you don't, you are going to get clipped. And then, with Kenny Atkinson, yeah, man, he got out close. But my biggest problem is Darius Garland. I think we need to find a way to move the kid. I think when the lights come on, I think he shies away from it. He doesn't impress me as a player that wants to go to war. He looks like a player that shies away from it. And I don't know why he sat those first two games. If it was legit, you cannot play. If it was his decision, medical, I don't know. But those were two big games where we needed him to be a point guard. And I know point guards in this league right now with that same injury and in days past that would have been out there game one or game two with that injury. And I just don't see the heart in the kid, man.
Yeah, and Daryl, I think it's – again, I'm not going to say it's not a fair point. I appreciate the call. I think when you look at the way that Darius was even playing in that last game, and he had a steel plate in his shoe and everything else. Like, I'm not making the injury excuse, but I think if Darius could have gone, he would have gone, in all honesty. I look at this team, and I'm willingly calling them soft after the way they performed. I mean soft on the court. I think those guys went out there and proved to you they wanted to be out there. Like, Darius was clearly in a boatload of pain multiple times across the last two games, but was still out there, was not coming off the floor because the pain was too bad, but you saw him hobbling and having to consistently move around. You can't just chalk it up as absolutely nothing either. But I agree. Like, it's also not an excuse. Like, you do have to step up and still work past that as well. You still have to be better than that in the grand scheme of things and keep that rolling. And 216-474-0092. You guys are absolutely killing it on the phones. We're going to get back to talking Cavs right around 10:20 after we're done talking Browns. Because, guys, we are officially 7 minutes away from the release of the schedule. Browns schedule about to be released here in a few moments. And I do want to talk to you guys a little bit about it before we get the official word and get some reaction in here as well. I'm looking at a schedule with the Browns, and I have the intent, okay? We haven't done this schedule game. We will do the schedule game, I promise. It's going to happen. As much as it's not my favorite thing in the world, we're going to do it. And I haven't gone through and, you know, been able to make my predictions. Obviously, I'm waiting the same way that you guys are. But I am, in a way, a little bit... I don't know. I don't expect this Browns team to go out and win a ton of games, right? If you're expecting me to come out here and be like, Browns, 10 wins this year, not going to happen. It just won't. I know the opponents. Those are well-known. You know everybody who you're facing, whether it's at home or on the road. That's been there for months. I can go through and basically tell you, well, you're probably going to lose this one. There's no chance you're winning this game. Like, I'm probably coming out somewhere near the 5-6 win mark. If I'm feeling really, really ferocious after I see the schedule drop, we might even get up like the 7-win mark. We might be ambitious. But ultimately, I think it boils down to where your expectations lie. and how the schedule can affect that. Right? I always think about in these moments, you want to see the easier opponents group together so you can get a little bit of momentum and get on a run, or do you want to see those spaced out? Now, when you're a team that's being competitive, my thought process is always at least group a few of those together. For an entertainment purpose and someone who wants to be entertained by some Browns football this year, knowing that it's probably not going to be the prettiest thing in the world, I'm almost hoping for a spread of your opponents that should be a little bit easier on the schedule for the hopes of me not going into a six-week stretch where we have to talk about, well, this is going to be real tough for the Browns. Right? If you have to go through and play some of your toughest opponents over and over and over again, it's going to be real, real difficult. 5 minutes away, Browns schedule release. You know we'll be talking about it coming up here in 5 minutes. Again, we'll get back to the Cavs later on in the 10 o'clock hour, but it's going to be all Browns coming up. You got everybody under the sun. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin, Nick Wilson, and Jonathan Peedle, and all going to join us from 8 to 10 as well. Rob Long, Jeff Hathorne, James Rapine going to chime in from the local opponents over in the AFC North as well. We'll get some perspective around here coming up in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.